This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin for war crimes on Friday, saying he was personally responsible for the abductions of children from Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
The Ukrainian child, Anastasia Motichak, told British broadcaster Sky News about her experiences after being forcefully held in what is known as a Russian summer camp. She explained how she was taken from Kherson in October in one of a convoy of 100 buses. She said many children would ask when they were going home. Motichak explained their response was scornful. They said to us, "We are feeding you, we give you water, and we give you heating and comfort, and you're so ungrateful." Save Ukraine spokesperson Olga Yerokhina believes the abductions were not a spontaneous decision by the Kremlin.
It was prepared long before this.
Putin's ICC arrest warrant is the first of its kind against the leader of one of the five permanent members of the UN Security Council. I'm Karen Chamas.
The United Nations has confirmed that a deal to export Ukrainian grain from Black Sea ports, which was due to expire on Saturday, has been extended. It hasn't said how long the extension is. According to the terms of the agreement, the renewal should be for 120 days, but Russia said it will extend it for only 60 days. Ukraine's infrastructure minister had said in a tweet that it was for the full 120 days, and the Turkish president, who helped broker the deal, confirmed that the deal had been extended, but did not say for how long. A spattering of protests were planned in France over the weekend against President Emmanuel Macron's controversial pension reform as garbage continued to reek in the streets of Paris and beyond amid a strike by refuse collectors. You can find more on that story at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Pakistan's former Prime Minister Imran Khan officially marked his presence in court in Islamabad on Saturday. According to his aide, complying with judicial orders, police clashed with his supporters there and in Lahore and stormed the former cricket star's home. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
Police in riot gear stormed the house of Pakistan's former Prime Minister Imran Khan in Lahore on Saturday and clashed with his supporters. While he officially marked his appearance in court, to comply with judicial orders and left again, according to an aide. More clashes outside the court prevented him going in, according to local media, so the judge allowed him to sign the documents from his vehicle. Khan is charged with unlawfully selling state gifts given to him by foreign dignitaries while in office, which he denies.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. Former President Donald Trump says he's going to be arrested on Tuesday as the Manhattan District Attorney eyes charges in a hush money case. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Donald Trump's post early Saturday on his Truth Social network comes as the Manhattan DA is eyeing charges in a case examining hush money paid to women who allege sexual encounters with Trump. The former president says illegal leaks from the DA's office indicate that the far and away leading Republican candidate and former president of the U.S. will be arrested Tuesday. A grand jury has been hearing from witnesses, including former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen, who says he orchestrated payments. Trump denies the encounters. In a separate case involving classified documents found at Mar-a-Lago, a judge ruled Trump's lawyer can be questioned again before a grand jury. Julie Walker, New York.
Russia, China, and Iran have completed three-way naval exercises in the Arabian Sea that included artillery fire at targets on the sea and in the air. This according to the Russian Defense Ministry on Saturday. The exercises off the Iranian port of Chabahar took place as Russian President Vladimir Putin prepares to host his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping, in Moscow for a three-day state visit starting Monday. Russia has continued to stage military exercises with partners, especially with China, despite the strain on its armed forces from its year-long war in Ukraine. Burundi has declared a national public health emergency after polio was detected in a four-year-old and two other children who had been in contact with the child. The polio outbreak is Burundi's first in more than 30 years. The landlocked African country is preparing a vaccination campaign targeting eligible children from newborns to 7 years old. It will start in a few weeks. Marissa Melton, VOA News.